Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Beis Omud Aleph. And we're beginning at the bottom of Samach Aleph Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. Yitzhak Hashem, we're going to conclude today Simon Reish Pei Beis and go weiter. So we begin with Sif Hey. The Mechaber says, Im lo nimsa mishi yodeh lahaftir. If you don't have somebody in the shul that's able to do the haftorah, other than ella echad me'osim sh'alu likros b'torah, other than somebody who's already gotten an aliyah in the Torah. So in this situation, ukvar omar shliach tzibur kaddish achar kriyas ha'arsha, and the shliach tzibur has already, the chazan, the leiner, has already said the kaddish after the reading of the parsha. So now you're stuck. What are you going to do? You only have that person that you can call up who's already gotten aliyah. So that person has to go and get another aliyah as the maftir. And he makes a bracha at the very beginning and the very end of his maftir. Even though he already has gotten aliyah, he gets a second aliyah over here. There is no alternative. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Zayin. In Lo Nimtza, he says, V'vadin b'Shabbos shel Chazon. The same halach applies on Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Afilu nimtza mishyodei lahaftir b'Novi. There is another person there that knows how to say the Novi, the Haftorah. However, rak shelo yoda l'konein kanog. But he doesn't know the Eicha Trop, which is the minuk to read on Shabbos Chazon by many, that they read the Haftorah with the Eicha Trop, so he doesn't know how to do that. So gan kein dino hochi. So then, even though there is another person that technically could get the Haftorah, but he doesn't know how to read it as perfectly, optimally as possible, so then you can give another aliyah to a person who already has gotten an aliyah, and this way he'll be able to say the Haftorah with the proper Trop. The issue foot number 46 brings down that not everybody agrees that one should read the Eicha Nigun for the Haftorah. And in fact, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shekorinis Haftorah, that you don't change the trop, you read it with the regular Haftorah trop. And he brings down from the Sefer Ze'ah Shulchan, and the reason for this is, Kishem Shinoagu Lilbosh B'Shabbos Chazon Bigdei Shabbos, just like we nowadays have the custom that we wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, there is another opinion that says you don't wear your Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. So there too, if you're wearing your Shabbos clothing, you're demonstrating that it's not Avelus in any sort over here, so therefore the Haftorah should be read with the regular Nigun as well. The regular Haftorah Nigun and not the Eicha tune. Mr. Bursiv Karn Chav Ches says that you have to give this person another aliyah, have him say the brach again for the maftir. So he says, Vafilu Hashvi wrote to Lahaftir. Even if it's the person who got the seventh aliyah, and you just said the Kaddish, he has to go, Tzorech Lach Zulikros, he has to go and read again and make a new bracha. Why? Kivan Shivsik Bakadish, the Kaddish separated him. Hanichnosim lo yedu shezeh hamaftir kor mitchila b'torah. And therefore, people will come in now will not realize that the person who is getting the maftir has previously already gotten Shvi. And therefore, v'iko b'zayin l'torah, it looks unfortunately, chas v'shalom, like we're embarrassing the Torah, degrading the Torah over here. It's a bizoyim for the Torah that this person doesn't get to read from the Torah. Because we want to make sure that nobody says, oh, this person only gets to read the Navi. He only gets to read from Nach, but he doesn't get to read from the Torah. And therefore, it's a lack of covenant Torah if this person would only get that. And therefore, we have to demonstrate that he also has some reading from the Torah as well. Hainu. That he explains the Mishnah Berurah. The Amaftir Yaftir B'Neviim. If the person would only have the Haftorah, would read just from the Neviim. The Yivarach Halavelo Yikur B'Torah and didn't get an Aliyah in the Torah. Harinim Mashvim Divri HaNeviim LaTorah B'Kriya Bracha. It looks like we're equalizing the Navi to the Torah by saying, well, you get a bracha in the Torah or you get a bracha in the Navi. It's the same thing. Therefore, Lekein Tzarech Likros Hamaftir B'Torah Tchila. Therefore, we make sure that the person who's reading from the Navi also reads from the Torah. When we say Yirush HaTorah Ikoris, and people will see realize that the Torah is as great as and important as Nach is, the Torah is more important. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, we call Makom, Nachon Yosef bin Yonenu, Shehifsik B'Kaddish. In our situation where you interrupted with Kaddish, Sheyikra HaMaftir Echod Min HaKodman V'lo Shvi. It would be preferable to bring for the Maftir one of the first six people who got the Aliyah rather than the seventh person who got the seventh Aliyah. The Ramah now states, Hagor, Avolim Lo Amar Kaddish, but if you finished the seven Aliyahs, you finished the Parsha, but you didn't yet say the Kaddish, then Yaftir Misha Olu L'Shvi Im Yodea. Then call up the person to read the Haftorah who has gotten Shvi. V'imyesh Acherim Sheodim L'Haftir, and if there are other people that know how to do the Haftorah, Lo Yaftir Misha Olu Kvar, then don't call up one of the seven people that's already gotten an Aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Tes. We're talking here, Hainu Shiyaftu B'Navi. We're talking about that he's going to say the Haftorah from the Navi. Vein Tzorech Lachzav Likros B'Torah. There's no reason over here to call this person up to give him another Aliyah. He just got Shvi, so now let him just go straight into the Haftorah because he didn't say Kaddish over here. Elamashikor B'Shvi B'Siyum HaParsha. That which he read, the Shvi, the last part of the Parsha, could be the person who got achum because you made hosafos. Ola gam lemaftir, he's getting the maftir. So he read from the Torah, and now he's reading from the Navi. Daha kaimalon de maftir ola lemin yeshiva. And it's no problem, even if he's one of the seven only people that gets an aliyah, because technically we said the din is that the person who's getting the maftir, the haftorah, can count as one of the seven obligated aliyahs. As the Mirtz Hashem, we will learn momentarily ukedil kameh in Sif Vav. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Va'kaddish." Now, what about the Kaddish? Yomer acha kriyas haftorah b'chosel. Say the Kaddish not after the seven aliyos, but after the person who got the seventh aliyah also said the haftorah. Now, say the chatzi Kaddish after that. The issue foot number 49 explains why this is so, and he brings from the Prima Gadim. Shem yomer Kaddish kodim shi'ikra b'navi. If you say the Kaddish in the normal place before he reads from the Navi, again we'd have the same problem. Yesh lachshosh bipneha nechnosim. People that are just entering right now will not realize that he read from the Torah previously, as we already just pointed out. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Kosav Prima Godim. The Prima Godim tells us, Dehu adin b'chol maftir. This is true by any time this maftir. Kishishohach lomra kaddish mikodim. Where they forgot to say kaddish, and they started the maftir. V'nizkar achar shekvar korah maftir b'torah. And after they finished reading the maftir in the Torah, they realized they didn't say kaddish. So don't say kaddish there. Lo yomra kaddish. At that point in time, wait till after you say the Haftorah, ad le'acha kriyas Haftorah u'bichosel, and all the brachas of the Haftorah, the bracha before and the four brachas afterwards, and then say the Chatzi Kaddish at that point in time. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Laman explains that we allow the seventh person to do the Haftorah right then and there without having the Kaddish interrupting him. He says, v'imashvi en yodeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, if the seventh person doesn't know the Haftorah, v'yitztarech lalos l'maftir echom yakod, then you have to call up one of the people who got the Aliyah 1 through 6, then you have to go and reread some of the Torah portion, because it's not now the last person who got the Aliyah. People are going to come in and say, hey, they're just seeing 1 through 6 go up there. They weren't there earlier, and going to think that 1 through 6, whichever one of them gets the Haftorah, did not get an Aliyah in the Torah. In this situation, it's brought down in Dishu foot number 50 that you should say the Chatzi Kaddish, brought down by the Shulchan Aruch Harav, prior to this person getting the Maftir Aliyah. Then the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkat Lamed Aleph on Shabbos Chazon. B'Shabbos Chazon, b'Malkum Shaminok Shekor Merav L'Maftir. With many places, the custom is that the Rav or the Talmud Chacham goes and reads from the Haftorah. Lo Yikru Mikodum L'Shlishi. Then don't in that situation give the Rav Shlishi. And he brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham and the Tosefta Shabbos. And he says as well, look in the El Yerabah for further details about this. The issue for number 51 brings down, what happens if the Rav did get Shlishi? They didn't realize this. Whoever else they were planning on giving the Haftorah to has walked out or doesn't know how to do the Haftorah. So the Shari Ephraim then brings down, as well as the Shelis Tshuvas Avnei Tzedek, Shekivan Shenoagu Shehu Akori Maftir Zeh, Yachalhu Lalos L'Maftir. Since he is the person that Minhag has gets the Haftorah, so even though he got Shlishi, he can also get the Haftorah as well. And he points out that we've already said previously in Sifkat Nechav Zayin, Shim Ein Mish Yodel Konin Vaftorah Shal Shabbos Chazon. If nobody knows the appropriate nigun for Shabbos Chazon Saftorah, i.e. the Eicha nigun, other than somebody who's already gotten an aliyah, we said in that situation you call that person up again for another aliyah. And the same thing applies in regards to the Chasson Torah on Simchas Torah. And this was taught to us in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Samach Tes, Sha'af Misha Olu L'Parshas Zos HaBracha Yochel Lalos Shenis L'Chosin Torah. Even if the person got an Aliyah on Simchas Torah, he can still get Chosin Torah. Likewise, he brings down, if a person bought an Aliyah earlier, and he also bought the Maftir, and for whatever the reason, he got the Aliyah earlier, but now he bought the Maftir, so he can also get the Maftir. However, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Avni Tzedek, in that situation, the person who's getting the Maftir should not get an Aliyah earlier, if at all possible. And this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Bey says, what happens if a person already got an aliyah in another shul? Im kor li odom l'tor b'veis ha-knesses acheres. He davened the tashkomimin. He got an aliyah. Now he comes into the regular shul. He's laying there or whatever the situation. V'nizdami l'osu ha-parsha shekor ha-yom. And they want to give him shlishi. He got shlishi at the hashkomimin. Now they want to give him shlishi in the regular minyan. No problem. But, tzarech lachzul baruch, he has to go make a new bracha. He can't say, well, I already made a bracha on this previously. The issue for number 52 brings down what would be the hava meaning to think that he shouldn't get the aliyah. So he brings down for the levush, because we don't want to have the person make another birchas haTorah unless it's absolutely necessary to do so. And he brings down, it would be preferable to have somebody else get the aliyah in that situation because of also the principle of berov am hadras melech. The more people that are involved in the mitzvah, the greater the mitzvah, the glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Im Tosh Shliach Tzibur, if the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, V'siyim ha'parshi mashishi v'yamar kaddish, the person who's laning, that we call the shliach tzibur, if he's laning and he didn't make seven aliyahs, but he finished the parsha and they only did six aliyahs, they lost count, and he said the chatzi kaddish. So what should you do in this situation? Ain't tzarech likros od acher, no problem, you don't have to call up another person over here. Ella, yikare im ha'maftir, masha kari mashishi. Now you call up the seventh person as maftir, and you reread the last part of the sedra, which the person who got shishi had read when he was getting the aliyah. And we apply the rule, the kaimalon maftir ola l'minyan shiva. We still have our seven aliyahs, because technically we can apply the rule that a person who gets maftir can be included as one of the seven obligatory aliyos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, wrote to Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, she'ein tzarech likros od shvi milvad ha'maftir. You don't have to call up a person to get shvi and then a separate person to get maftir. The achrei shomar kaddish b'siyum ha'parsha, because once you said kaddish, eino kori achakach rach l'shei maftir, because once you said the kaddish, we don't call up additional people except for maftir. Levad, k'moshe rogo tomid achak kaddish, as we do every single week. After you finish the laning, you say the chatzi kaddish, and then you call up maftir, and he reads the last few psukim. And technically, in this situation over here, he can count for one of the seven obligatory aliyos. Tishavut number 53 points out, when a day that you're taking out two Sifrei Torah, so then, in this situation, you should call up seven people in the first Sefer Torah. However, if you did not, and you only called up six, and then you said the Chatzi Kaddish, so the Shari Ephraim brings down, that when you bring out the second Sefer Torah, you'll call up the seventh person over there, and that will be the Maftir, and not a problem. And you don't have to call up in the second Sefer Torah two people, one for Shvi and one for Maftir. And he brings down from the Tehillah of David, as well as the Shelus Tshuva Zer Emes, the same idea. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, if this is before the Chatzi Kaddish, Avolim Nizkar Kodim Shomer HaKaddish, so you called up six people, you finished the Sedra, but you didn't say the Chatzi Kaddish. So then in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, Osorich Likros Echel L'Shvi Mimashikor Kvar, then have somebody read Shvi and give him some of the previous laning that has already been said. V'yisayim ha'parsha imo, let him finish off the parsha, so let him basically read something like the maftir, v'yomer kaddish, and say the kaddish. And now, after the kaddish, v'achakach yachzor likros eze psukil ha'maftir, k'mo sh'rogel tomir. And now you read the maftir to get called up for an aliyah, and so in this way, you've added on two additional aliyahs over here, one to be the obligatory seventh aliyah, not including the maftir, which is preferable, and then you make the chatzi kaddish, you call up the maftir. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Daled says, the ain tzarech lachzav lomer kaddish. In this situation, where you had the seventh person who's getting the maftir count as the seventh aliyah, and as the maftir, you don't say a second kaddish. You said the first kaddish after the sixth aliyah. Now that you said the seventh aliyah, you don't have to repeat the kaddish again. Yishuvot number 54 says, "V'gamim kvar hechzira sefer Torah l'Oren Kodesh." If you've already brought back the sefer Torah into the Oren Kodesh, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down, Yesh lahotzio shenis likro l'ola hashvi es mashik par koro l'ola shishi. If you didn't have seven aliyahs and you realize that you have to bring out the Sefer Torah again and have that seventh aliyah, even though it's going to be just be rereading something that's already been read beforehand. We now conclude Simon Reish Pei Beis with Sif Zayin. And the Mechaber tells us, Kara parsha betvila shachris b'shabbos. V'dilik pasuk echad. You were reading the laning on Shabbos morning and you realize afterwards that you skipped the pasuk. Chozev v'korehu ushnayim imo. You must go and reread that pasuk that you missed with at least two other pesukim with it. Vafilu hiftir, even if you've already done the haftorah, vispala musaf, and you've already davened musaf. Nevertheless, you missed part of the laning, you have to bring out the sefer Torah again and read the pasuk that you missed with at least two other adjacent pesukim to it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Hey, hu adin teva achas. The same thing would apply if you missed only one word, not a whole pasuk. Ella shadiber behover, except it's much more common that they miss the whole pasuk rather than just one single word. Dishavut number 55 brings down, even if it didn't change the meaning, by skipping one word, it didn't change anything. So the Bir Halacha in Simen Kuf Mem Bei says you still have to repeat the pasuk that you messed up. And this is true, he says, even if it's os achas, the Ramah says in Simen Kuf Mem Bei, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, shem hishtanosa bekach hamashmos yesh lach zero. If it changed around the meaning of the word, you must go back. And the Bir Halacha there says, according to the Vilna Gaon, you have to return him even if it didn't change around the mashmos, the understanding of what the words mean. And he says, likewise, if you added on a letter or added on a word, the same halacha applies. However, if you made a mistake in the truf or in the nikud, in the dots, in the vowelization, so then it would depend. If you would change the meaning of the word, you'd have to go back. If you didn't change the meaning of the word, you do not have to go back. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Vav explains, when you do go back and reread it, v'yivarech lefanel le'achrea ala shlosha psukim, you have to make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona on this laning of three psukim. And he says also as well, look in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, where additional dinim are explained over there. the issue foot number 56 brings down, when you go back and have to reread the Torah over here, after you read the Haftorah, so he brings down for Shelos Tshuvas Leva Chaim, that you don't have to reread the Haftorah again as well. Likewise, if you find out or realize that you made the mistake after the davening is over, so the Chidah brings down, you don't have to go back and recollect all the people to the Beis Knesses in order to finish off what you may have missed. That concludes Simen Reish Pei Beis. And now let us quickly do Simen Reish Pei Gimel, which is very, very short, dealing with halachos of you don't take out two Sifrei Torah every Shabbos to have a special Sefer Torah for the Maftir. The Mechaber tells us, Mash and Sif Aleph, Mash Ein Motziim B'Shabbos Sefer Sheni, Likros Parshas HaMusafim. Why don't we on Shabbos bring out a second Sefer Torah to read the Maftir of Biyom HaShabbos in Parshas Pinchas every single Shabbos? And that's somewhat the answer. Because Biyom HaShabbos only has two Psukim in it, and as we'll see, the Mepharshim bring down, then you'll be saying the same exact Maftir and the same exact Torah every single Shabbos, and therefore we don't do this. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Aleph, V'ein Korin B'Torah Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. So, first of all, number one, there's only two Psukim in this special Biyom HaShabbos Psukim in Parshas Pinchas that deal with the Korbanos of Shabbos. We pointed out already in Sif Kuf Lamed Zayin, you need to have three Psukim. I will etzdarif ima Psukim Shlomi in Yonah Shoyom. So go and do the Psukim right before Biyom HaShabbos or Uv Roshei Chod Sheichem. That comes right after that. He says, Efshar, that's not allowed to be done. Then he brings out from Tosos, Kosu Oratam, they bring another reason, Lefisha Tzorach Lahavti Binovi B'chol Shabbos Bin Yonah Shoyom. Because every week we have a Haftorah, a Maftir that we'd have to say. And the Haftorah should be regarding in Yonah Shoyom. Now, the Karin and Bishol Shabbos, if we always ended off every single laning with Uviyom HaShabbos, we took out two Sifrei Torah, Imkin Yetzorach Lahavtir B'desolot Minei V'hainu Minyan Shabbos. So the Haftorah would have to be with the last thing that you laned, which every single week would be Uviyom HaShabbos. Imkin you call Haftorah's meaning Echad. Every single Haftorah would be identical, and therefore we don't do this. The issue foot number two brings down from the Tosas and Megillah and as well from the Tor that the reason why we normally say the parsha of the Musafim on every Moed, on every Yontif, we read from Parshas Pinchas, the various Maftir that is appropriate for that Yontif, is brought down in Gemara in Tainis, Shibisman Shisrol Kormis Psuki Akrobonus. When we read those Psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mal Aleim Kilu Hikrivu Musam. It's as if we actually brought those Korbanos and we get a kapara for bringing those Korbanos, and Hashem forgives us for our sins. Therefore, Dafgo Bimo Adim, it's only therefore on the Yom Tovim that those Korbanos are brought as a kapara, therefore it makes sense to read them. As opposed to Shabbos, the Yom HaShabbos, the Korban Musaf for Shabbos, is not brought as a kapara. And therefore, Ein Tam B'Kriyosim, it doesn't make sense that you should read it every Shabbos. An additional pshat is brought down from the Das Zekein in Balei Tosos, in Bamidbar Chav Ches, in Parshas Pinchas, Mishum Shebe Moados, Nemar Eile Vodei Hashem, Ashtek Tru Osam. By the Moadim, we designate the Moadim. Beis Din designates when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore when the Moadim are. Vein Mirko Yotzi Midei Pshuto, Shemashma Sheish Likro B'Torah B'Psukia Moados. So it says, Asher Tikru Osam, we have to lane them, we have to read them, which applies to Rosh Chodesh as well, as opposed to Shabbos, Shalonikres Moed. It's not called the Moed, and therefore we don't read this Maftir every single Shabbos. This concludes Simen Reish Pei Gimel. And now we'll have the unusual thing of having a third Simen that will start today, Simen Reish Pei Dalet, which deals with the halachos of the Haftorah and the brachos of the Haftorah. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph, and he writes, Maftirim b'novi mein inyonim shel parsha. Every single week on Shabbos, when we read a Haftorah, it has to do with the inyonim of the parsha. The reasoning behind this is actually explained in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis. I know we skipped Aleph, we'll get to that in Mirutz Hashem. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vatam, b'mnei shepam achas gazu gzera Yisrael. One time our persecutors unfortunately made a gzera that we couldn't lane. Shelo yasku b'torah. We're not allowed to read the Torah. So instead, Chazal said, we should go and read v'kor b'nevim shiva ober chalem. We should go read seven people from Navi and make a brach on them. K'neged ha-shiva shayu tzrich malos likros b'torah. K'neged that which we were not allowed to do by our persecutors. For you Karin, Im kol echod pochus mishloshe psukim, and they read with each person at least three psukim, keneged the three psukim that you have to read for an aliyah in the Torah, which comes to a total of hari bin kulum chof ala psukim. Ulekach afa pisha gzera botle, and that today, even though the Baruch Hashem were allowed to read from the Torah, the gezera of not reading the Torah has been abolished. Minhag lo batal. The rabbis decided not to abolish the minhag to read from the Navi. Therefore, the rabbis were masakin that we should read 21 psukim from the Haftorah. Of course, we read from the Torah first because that's more covered. The person who gets the maftir will make seven brachos. What are those seven brachos? He reads the brachos before and after his aliyah for the Torah. That's two brachos. Then he reads one, achas al novi lefanel, one bracha before the reading of the Haftorah, bi'arbal achre, and four brachos after the Haftorah, keneged shiva shekor b'torah. B'sach ha'kol, altogether, we have seven brachos over here, which is keneged against the seven people that get an aliyah. There are a number of additional Dirshu footnotes of the Meretz Hashem, which we'll get to tomorrow, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. But that will conclude today's shir.